Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Mixed topics of relationship and remodeling, and you get Love and Design Project, landing national smart TV product distribution and the late night cable run here in NYC. Host and producer Samantha and Jeffrey Tucker join me next. Also in today's mix, news notes, our classic trivia question, and how lusty was this month in television? Extremely. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. I present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Acast, Odyssey, Apple and Google Podcasts, and other leading podcast destinations. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Thank you all for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon, our final episode of May 2023. And yes, you are here for the latest episode of the program all about TV's current and future. 67 wonderful degrees at the top of the hour, bright and sunny here in the Big Apple. Hope all of you and you out there had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, wherever you are, spending it with your family. We have two wonderful guests coming away in the hour ahead, and we invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and dial in, and when you do, you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And don't forget, we have our chat room business for you. It's all ready. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, you can also connect with others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn screen. Follow those instructions. I'll be live with you. Samantha and Jeffrey Drucker join me from Hollywood, Florida, after these news notes. MasterClass, the educational subscription venture distributed to smart TV products, is chopping its monthly charge to customers. As of now, that charge will be $10 a month, down $5 from before. MasterClass chief executive David Riegler announced the price cut earlier today, saying we'll make the service more accessible. Upcoming content includes a 4-episode series on financial investments, an improvisational skills course led by Amy Poehler before a live audience. The finale of HBO's Emmy-winning drama Succession engaged more than 2.9 million viewers last night. The total combines HBO and Max presentations. Barry, another HBO series having a Sunday night climax, ended up with 700,000 people watching on either HBO or Max. A couple of quickies before I get to our guests. Amazon Freevee will relaunch unscripted sensation Jury Duty Thursday, featuring cast commentary in each episode. And Fox will open a pop-up Mars bar in Los Angeles Friday, timed with next Monday's debut of competition series, Stars on Mars, hosted by, yes, William Shatner. And that is news notes for today. A great General Electric commercial from a long time ago once concluded with this thought: you never know where the next great idea will come from or how far it will take you. And if you've been listening to this program over the nearly 16 years we've been on the air, you know that some of the most interesting TV programs that we have presented and showcased for you have come from very unusual sources, from broadcast station groups like Sinclair, Nexstar, Gray, Raycom, so on and so forth, or they've come from crowdfunded projects, or they've come from syndication, from unique small companies that turned out to be big ones, and so on and so forth. Well, today we have a video podcast that has now become a series available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices on YouTube, which more and more is being watched on television, and more recently on Optimum, one of the cable systems here in the New York area, formerly Cablevision Systems, formerly owned by Altice. They're getting a spot on 11:30 on a Friday night. The program is called The Love and Design Project, and joining us live to talk about it from Hollywood, Florida, in their very wonderful beach house, the host and producers, Samantha and Jeffrey Drucker. Samantha and Jeffrey, happy to have you with us.
Hi, Simon. Happy weekend to you and to all of your listeners, and thank you so much for giving us this opportunity to come on your show and talk about what we do.
Yes, thank you very much. We're very excited about it.
It is a pleasure to both of you. And Samantha, I'll start with you. How did this project get going?
So this project got going when we got together, and Jeffrey said to me one day, oh, let me build you a kitchen and start a life together. And I said, do I look like the cook? But while you're at it, just take my hand and let's take out this wall. And what if we do this? And what if we do that? And I said, you know what, Jeffrey? I think that this is what we do together. We do renovations of apartments where space is a premium in the big bag city and any metropolis that one might live in. Space is a premium, and so I feel like renovations of apartments is different than renovating houses where you can add a wing or a she shed or build up or out. So it's different. And so we come up with aesthetic design solutions that match a person's lifestyle, budget, and personality. And I couldn't
and Jeffrey,
do it without...
how long ago did both of you decide that this was going to make a television program, or as you call it, a video podcast?
Well, you know, it was Samantha's idea very early on. I'm an architect. She's an image consultant, has amazing taste, and knows. It's truly, she's a visionary. I put it together. I make it work. And so we realized early on our love for urban living, our love for spaces that are functional, multifunctional, and to be able to most of the least, quite frankly.
Yes, and our shared love of architecture and design and renovation. And I guess you could say, as a dynamic design duo, I'm taste.
I'm technical.
And together, we're unstoppable.
Yeah, one of the most favorite things that we enjoy doing together is debating about different types of design options and just going back and forth. And one gives one idea, the other one gives, and together we come up with a solution that works aesthetically, functionally, and economically.
Very often I come up with really crazy outside the box ideas, and I'm just lucky because Jeffrey's technical prowess and his brilliance as an architect, you know, he really knows how to take my, you know, crazy ideas and make them happen.
And it made us realize that how many people out there really need to understand and need our assistance in bringing them through this process, you know, having amazing ideas, but how do you make them work? How do you make them function? How do you make them fit in the urban areas where space is a premium in cost and actually availability?
And the puzzle and the challenge that lies within is the cubic square feet that are allotted to you in such a project. And I know that most people find renovations difficult and overwhelming, and we're here to take that stress away and make it really wonderful and inspiring, because now, more than ever, people are working from home. That's just our new reality. And so now more than ever, it's really important to have your personal home oasis. It's, you know, challenging living in a city or any metropolis, but there are also rewards from living in a densely populated area. And where space is a premium, I think it's really important to create your home oasis that makes you feel functional and happy and joyous and inspired in your space.
We all have so many circumstances that come up in life. You know, couple gets twins. Where do we make the space? It's not like you're living in a house out in the suburbs and you just put on an extension. That's not possible in cities like Miami, New York, Boston, and so forth. You have to figure out a way how to make the space more usable and be able to have separation of space, whether you're working home for work, whether you have new family members, whether you have your mother-in-law coming in and living with you, whatever the circumstance is, you know, how do you do that in a way that you don't drive each other crazy and that it's aesthetically pleasing?
Yeah.
You know?
And making the spaces flexible, because, you know, most people that live in apartments don't have the luxury of so much space that you can allot a specific space to a specific thing that you do or activity that takes place there. I feel like really thinking outside the box and having spaces be flexible and serve multi-purposes is really where it's at.
As an example, we have a second bedroom, which we only use when we have guests, but we want to utilize it in many different ways. So we have a fold-up bed that hides away. We can use it as a workspace, as a studio space, as a fitness space, and we have things that are sliding in and out. And with today's technology, there's so many things that you can do. It's endless, the limits, but you do need to know how to design it in a certain way that is aesthetically pleasing, that it works, and as I always say, that it's cost conscious. You know, how can you make something beautiful that you would see in a magazine, but, you know, it's affordable?
Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and I think there is lies the challenge and the beauty of what we do.
So we've done many of these together, and we've enjoyed doing it for ourselves and for others. And we've even lived through a renovation actually in place during the pandemic when we renovated the place in Florida. So we actually can say we lived it from the inside and out. Now, we don't suggest anybody do this from home. It's pretty difficult. But, you know, we feel, you know, and to be successful in something for yourself or for others, you just have to feel it. And, you know, Samantha does such a wonderful job at her vision and the aesthetic and understanding how to design spaces for the particular person. You know, there's so many designers that they have a certain style, but everybody has a different style.
That's right. I mean, I am I'm a celebrity image consultant turned designer, and it started when a lot of my bachelor clients would ask me to redo their pad and make it a little more appealing, a little sexier, and that's how I really started. And but I grew up with a mother who's a designer, and I grew up in her studio, and she instilled in me a real love of design and architecture, and I can get equally excited about a spoon or a building. You know, I just like things that are well designed. And when I met Jeffrey, we just clicked. And so I started doing these little webisodes, little 5-minute webisodes that I put on our YouTube channel, Love and Design Project YouTube. And it just started from there. And then we co-produced a podcast recently, and to our great joy, the next 2 Fridays, it's going to be on Optimum Channel 115, which is exciting.
Right, June 2nd and June 9th. And in those episodes, what we talk to people about is understanding schedules and expectations. You know, people go into renovations, even if they have an architect and a contractor, without truly understanding what they're in for. And it can be really complex. If you don't understand it, or if you don't have somebody who takes you through it like ourselves, who helps you understand the nuances and the pitfalls.
Who can hold your hand, who can give you solid advice about design and price and functionality and possibilities, and to hold one hand through the process and give them ideas that they could, maybe resonate with. You know, really according to their lifestyle.
Let me stop for a second. Let's tell the audience where we're at for people who just may have just tuned in. You are listening to Marvy Televised, the Promo TV's current and future. Our guests today are Samantha and Jeffrey Drucker. They are the hosts and producers of Love and Design Project, which is available nationally on every smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Here in New York, you can also catch them on Friday nights at 11:30 on Optimum, on one of the channels of Optimum. What channel, by the way, on Optimum? Which is some people know it as OLT, some know it as Cablevision Systems.
It's Optimum Channel 115 at 11:30 on June 2nd and June 9th. That's Love and Design Project podcast airing on Optimum Channel 115, June 2nd and June 9th at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
There we go. And our guests are with us live this half hour on Tomorrow I'll Be Televised. Coming up, I'm with you live from New York. They're down in Hollywood, Florida. And if you have a question or comment for them, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. First of 3 episodes we're doing this week. Next 2 are on Thursday and Friday at this very hour, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific. Coming up on Friday, our lead guest will be the co-founder and chief operating officer of a fast-rising network, Blavity TV, and its parent company, Blavity, Jeff Nelson. So join us live as our lead guest. That's next Thursday, this coming Thursday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And we have other guests that we're working on, by the way, for both of those episodes. So stay tuned to our Facebook and Twitter page for all the latest details. For both of you, before you decided to do these segments, did either of you take a crash course in watching Home and Garden Television or DIY or Chip and Joanna Gaines' Magnolia Network, just to see here's how they do these kind of shows and how to make them visually appealing?
Well, guilty as charged in the aspect that I love watching renovation shows, just because I love the before and after. But most of the time, and this is going to sound really bad. Don't cancel me, people. But most of the time I watch these shows and I think, I could do this better. And I thought to myself, well, this is fine if you live in the suburbs of Texas where you have all the space in the world. But we who live in Manhattan and Miami and Paris and Rome and Tokyo don't have that kind of space. So what about the rest of us that live in urban metropolises? And I thought there has to be a design show for the rest of us.
And I've been a fan of This Old House for the last 25 years, which is a very technical show where they actually show you how to do every single thing. And I remember the first show that I did with Samantha, I started getting technical, and Samantha said, darling, you know, the people don't understand what you're talking about. What is ductwork? I said, doesn't everybody know that? And so what,
it's
what,
kind of like when the doctor talks med speak at you and you're yeah. like, can you please translate?
So while I'm a very technical person, I understood that if we wanted to, you know, connect with a larger audience, I would have to, you know, balance that technical side and the everyday understanding of how things are done.
But in terms of the how-to, you brought up a really wonderful point. I grew up with a mother who has a background as a designer and an architect. She's really well known as a rock star in the field, Coco Rains. And I watched her renovate a few homes. And so really from a young age, it was really my mom who taught me about knocking down walls and rearranging floor plans. And I just grew up watching her and in her studio, and I learned.
I found as being an architect.
What kind of audience feedback are you getting from your program so far? What are they? What are people telling you about what you're doing? And are there certain topics that they would like you to cover more of?
Well, I think that most people, when they look at a renovation, they're fearful. They're scared. You know, many of them end up, you know, if they're purchasing something new, just purchasing something that's built, it may not accommodate them, but that's what they do. The most fearful thing is, you know, how long is it going to take? What am I in for? What will I experience? And that's the part that we need to talk to them the most, we find. You know, is the project going to be phased? How are you going to address a living there? Can we section off a piece? Do you have to move out? How long is it going to be? You know, those, and then second most is obviously cost. They, you know, we show things that are well designed, well done. People think that it's very costly, but we show them ways of how to do it in a way that's financially feasible to their budget. And then finally, you know, it's all about life events. You know, usually these folks are going through life events, as I mentioned before.
Divorce, death, babies, marriage, moving in together.
Whatever it might be. And how do you design the space when you're used to living in it in a certain way and you use it fully? You know, how do you do that? And when we show them the things that we've done and the before and after, it just amazes how that space can be transformed
so
many different ways.
Yeah.
And when you transform the space so that it's functional and it can actually work, it's important also to experience in certain ways. If you have views, make the most out of it. You know, make it in ways that, you know, you're always seeing it from a different angle, that it's interesting, that it's not boring. You know, those are the things that make a space successful, appealing, imaginative, you know.
And I think that you, Simon, will really understand and appreciate what I'm saying, but I always believed deeply in the power of the possibility of what if. And so I kind of approach all of our design projects like that. I look at a space, I think about, well, why does this person want to renovate? What's going on in their life that they need to renovate? And look at the space and get a feel for the personality of the space and the personality of the person and walk through the space and think, well, what if? What if could we do this? Could we do that? And then I run my crazy, insane ideas by Jeffrey, and he's like, well, let's review.
Not all renovations have to be knocking down walls and making major work. You know, this the process of feng shui, which is really all about positioning things in the proper location.
To create the right energy and the right flow.
Yeah, and how you feel within a space. So if you use some of those principles, change some color, some fabric, sometimes it can give you the effects and the needs can be satisfied in a way that's quite economical and quite fast. So, you know, people, again, you ask the question, what do people ask the most? You know, they have fears of the unknown, as we all do, and we calm their fears by
creating options.
Creating options, our expertise, thinking out of the box, and really having a calming effect on people who just are afraid to undertake it but want to change.
And Jeffrey has some really brilliant ideas, and I think that together, we're not only good together as a couple, but we're really good together as a design duo. I would say that we are the I Love Lucy of home renovation, but we're a good team. And I'm just very excited about the project that we're doing now and the projects that we have upcoming. And Jeffrey comes from a very interesting background because Jeffrey is a healthcare architect by specialization. So he's worked on a lot of the hospitals in the city of New York.
I designed major hospitals. But we Samantha and I put this together so that we would have a show that goes out to people that they have an understanding of what they can experience when contemplating a renovation in an urban setting, which is not easy. And there are not a lot of, in fact, I don't know any show that talks about urban settings this way. You know, most of the shows are out in, you know, Texas or spaces or vicinities that have houses and that you have land. And yeah, there are some challenges to that, but it's not space. And we talk about the challenges where there's no space, no means to expand, and how you make that space work and how you make it aesthetic.
Yeah, you got to think outside the box to work within the box.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what we're talking about right now is Love and Design Project. It is the video podcast series that is now running on some smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And over the next 2 weeks, it is also running on Optimum, the cable service available in the New York metro area, owned by Altice. Channel 115 is where you can find it at 11:30 p.m. this coming Friday night and the following Friday night. And if you have a question or comment in our remaining moments with Samantha and Jeffrey Drucker joining us live from Hollywood, Florida, this half hour tomorrow will be televised. Make that phone call, 646-652-2906, or use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And you can catch me live and see me as well on Sports Newswire tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Sports Grid Network, available on smart TV sets, smart devices, Amazon Freebie, and other multi-channel bundles. It's the Daily Sports and News Information Hour. I'm usually on about quarter to the hour, 11:40, 11:45 Eastern, 7:45 on the West Coast. I should say 8:45, excuse me, on the West Coast. And among the things we'll be talking about in the world of TV sports, we'll talk about the Stanley Cup Finals for the first time on TNT, on cable, no broadcast of any of the games. We'll talk about perhaps the big Memorial Day weekend of lacrosse, both men and women's lacrosse on the college level and on the professional level and where it's going from here. And also about the new soccer tournament that begins on Thursday on Peacock, a main content service, NBC Universal. And maybe it's time to bring back those anthology shows of yore. You remember like ABC's Wide World of Sports, NBC Sports World, CBS Sports Spectacular, Sports Saturday, Sports Sunday. We'll get to all that and maybe more. That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, Sports Newswire on the Sports Grid Network. Samantha, as a lifestyle expert, I know you have done appearances on various daytime shows, other shows on various networks, broadcast cable, et cetera. Is there anything you learned from that experience of being a guest live with Jeffrey to this program?
Absolutely. What I learned as an image consultant working with clients is that, you know, there are a lot of designers, as Jeffrey mentioned, that like to put their stamp on everything, and I don't believe in that. I believe in my methodology has always been wanting the person to feel comfortable in their skin. And Jeffrey and I love answering all kinds of design questions, and I feel like a part of feeling good in your skin is feeling good in your home. And so I want the colors to be colors that you like and a texture and a vibe that you like. And I want it to be, and I think also because Jeffrey and I come from a healthcare, well, Jeffrey comes from a healthcare architectural background, and I just, used to be a professional dancer, so I've always been very health conscious, and I want people to have healthy homes with, you know, filtered water and grow some of your own vegetables indoors. And, you know, it's so easy to grow your own food, even in a small apartment. So why not? And so I think, you know, it doesn't cost a lot to make big differences in one's space. And so what I've learned over the years of doing other shows is to, well, practice makes perfect. And being able to explain thoughts and share expertise with large audiences is a passion.
How are you doing with distribution of the program? I believe you're on Apple TV. What other smart TV sets or devices are you on? And because of the gig you just got with Optimum, are you hearing from the other cable operators here in the Charter Spectrum here in the New York area or other cable systems around the country about also taking the program?
I think that it's going to go to Amazon, I believe, and a couple other platforms. And the phone has been ringing, but I can't tell you anything concrete yet. But yes, we're we're talking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people are reaching out to us. We're developing further. We're looking ahead. We've taped two seasons. We're looking at the next season taping, and it's picking up quite a bit of momentum. And we're very pleased the way it's going. And we want to ensure that it goes in the proper direction so it's a successful series.
And Simon, you have my gratitude and our gratitude today for allowing us to talk to you and your audience and to share our project with you. Most grateful. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Before you both go, is there a topic that you haven't touched on yet that in future episodes you will?
Yeah. Samantha is slightly touched on before, and that's, sustainability, healthy living, healthy eating, you know, everything that goes together, clean energy. You know, these are things that we're hearing a lot about today, both in government discussions and throughout the world, but it actually relates to your own living, and that's the most important thing within your house. And within your apartment, how you use the different types of energy and how you relate to healthy living and healthy eating, it goes together with your lifestyle and, you know, the way you live. And, you know, that's an immensely important topic today that we go into depth, which is a little bit of a sidebar of renovation, but it starts when you plan your renovation.
Again, the name of the program is the Love and Design Project. You can find it here in the New York area the next two Friday nights at 11:30 on Optimum, Channel 115. And by the way, that's the cable service owned by Altice, maybe coming to other cable systems around the country soon. It's also running on Apple TV. That's the Apple TV smart device. Also on Amazon Fire TV and other smart TV sets and devices coming shortly. And Samantha, tell everybody what website they can go to if they want to find out more about what you both are up to with this.
Absolutely. Please find me at samantha@socialimage.net and send me your inquiries. And go to Love and Design Project on Instagram. Follow us there. And Love and Design Channel on YouTube for our web series. And SamanthaBasuto-Drucker.com is the website where you can find out about all the latest things Love and Design Project.
Well, Samantha and Jeffrey, thank you both for making the time on this Tuesday, day after Memorial Day 2023, to be with us. Congratulations on what you've done so far with this series, and hopefully bigger and better things ahead for both of you.
Thank you so much, Simon, and wishing you a beautiful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Simon. It was very enjoyable. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome, both of you. Take care. Have a great super week ahead.
Thank you. You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Samantha and Jeffrey Drucker joining us live from Hollywood, Florida this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Coming up in our next half hour, our classic trivia question of the week, and how lusty of a month was May in the world of television? Very, very, very extremely. I'll explain why after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. Listen to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 80 million listeners around the world every month and growing. If you want a lifestyle show that goes more beyond the lifestyle, gets into relationships too, it's The Learning Lab. Check it out. The latest episode tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. That's The Learning Lab. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, best BTR always 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised on this day after Memorial Day 2023, the 30th day of May as well, a Tuesday afternoon. Happy to have you with us wherever you may be. Simon Applebaum with you along for the ride from Nueva York, where it is 67 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Coming up, a special commentary about TV's lusty month of May and what made it so, and maybe one of the most important months in recent television history. We'll explain that. But first, time for our classic trivia question of the week. Second week, we are offering this question, and we have a bunch of prizes in store for you. We've got a wonderful Starbucks reward card, courtesy of the BBC. We have the brand new book, Sons of Baseball, Growing Up with a Major League Dad, by Mark Graff, who was on this program a couple of weeks ago, former USA Network and Madison Square Garden Network publicist, also owned his own firm for quite some time, Graff Communications. And we've got from Canela Kids, the wonderful coloring book, based on the popular new animated series Super Ellis, which is going to a second season next year, plus accompanying crayons. And it all could be yours if you know the answer to this question. Name the family that hired the nanny on the popular 1990s CBS sitcom The Nanny, starring Fran Drescher. Family, that's the family name that hired the nanny on The Nanny. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and your mailing address, so that if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible. And if we don't get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. One more time, here's our current question. Name the family that hired the nanny on the popular 1990s CBS series, The Nanny. Name the family that hired the nanny on The Nanny. Again, to get involved, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And previous winners and guests on this program are not eligible. Get in the game today, folks. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. That's the only way to do it. So do it today. All the game, nothing to lose, and, of course, all the very best. And now, a comment. One of the great musicals on Broadway of the early 1960s was Camelot, the wonderful book and lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, the lyrics by Frederick, the music by Frederick Lowe, and of course it had one of the great team-ups of all time in that era of Broadway theater, Richard Burton playing King Arthur and Julie Andrews and Guinevere. Great songs like the title tune, If Ever I Would Leave You, and many, many more. And one of those tunes was called The Lusty Month of May. It was sung by Julie Andrews. It was one of the more happy songs of that musical. You know, tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May, da-da-da-da-da-da, blissfully astray, and so on and so forth. Well, this has been, for yours truly, one of the busiest months I have ever had in 40-plus years of covering television. This month we had the New Fronts from the Interactive Ad Bureau at the start of the month. Then 2 weeks later, we had all the upfront events where NBC Universal and Netflix and Warner Bros. Discovery and Disney and so forth announced what they're going to do with their various services in the months ahead and the season ahead. And more recently, two developments that we talked about on this program last Thursday, the emergence of rewards programs and loyalty programs similar to what airlines, hotels, credit cards and banks and so forth do, where you get rewarded for how much you use the service or product. And more recently, the new smart TV set, Telly, which is trying to get 500,000, half a million television sets in business in homes across the country this summer. And maybe if it works, millions more, all for free. That's millions more in 2024 and beyond. What have we learned from all this? Plus, the breakout of a writer's strike, which now is entering its fifth week today. Well, here's what we've learned in no uncertain order. No question about it. Smart TV sets, smart TV devices, and multi-channel bundles from Pluto TV to Tubi to Zumo to Philo TV, Friendly TV, Local Now, etc. That is the way people are watching television. And that is the way more and more original programming services are getting to people watching television. And people are watching. The viewership is growing. The advertiser interest is growing. And it's now reached the point where every mega content service, with the exception, for now, of Apple TV Plus, has an ad-supported format. Netflix, Amazon with Amazon Freevee, Peacock, now what was HBO Max, now Max, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, etc. And there's a good shot that before the end of this year, Apple TV Plus will also develop an ad-supported format. And we're starting to get that ad support is going to work. In case you haven't seen it, Netflix today is now on the stock market around $400 a share. And one of the big reasons why they have really had a big May, lefty on their part, is because of how well they've done so far in the first 6 months of their ad-supported tier. 5 million people are taking the tier worldwide, most of them here in the United States and Canada. They're getting very good ad support, and they're doing great. One of the reasons, by the way, why Disney's stock is now under $90 a share is because at their upfront event 2 weeks ago, you didn't get the word about how Disney Plus's ad-supported format, which was introduced in December, how that's doing. And another thing that we're learning out of the new fronts and what's happened since is that we are going to see interactive programming and advertising really take off. And we're also going to see, at long last, the development of a new revenue source for television, the video commerce ad. Some would call it the shoppable ad. Roku calls it the action ad. Because a lot of services are going to launch ads, and in some cases, program series that will have a shoppable element at the end that the viewer can use. And you can, by the way, thank the fact that most smart TV sets and devices out there now have the ability for you, the viewer, to use your voice, and in some cases your body language and a voice remote, to order products and services and control how you watch and use television because of the ability to use Google Assistant, Siri, Alexa through your television set rather than through a separate speaker. And what made that possible? Artificial intelligence. That's right. The same situation, the same technology that may have put the Writers Guild over the cliff in terms of getting a deal, really not getting a deal with the Alliance of Motion TV Producers, that's what's causing this incredible, finally at long last, move in interactive television. And there's no question that this is going to lead one way or another into all sorts of directions we can't even think of now. This may end up being a way that many new programming services now getting on through smart TV products and bundles will stay on the air, will make money, and perhaps drive customer loyalty, the ability to order products and services through those service, those programming and through those ads. And what we learned from the upfronts, partly because of the fact that the Writers Guild is on strike, is that unscripted programming is going to be a big deal this fall. ABC has already made it very clear our schedule this fall is going to be mostly unscripted programming, news programming, some sports, and the only difference from all that, reruns of Abbott Elementary for an hour on Wednesday night. That's it. Fox, CBS, NBC still have to make calls. But chances are, and it's a good bet if you want to be in a betting mood, that if this writer's strike is not settled by late July, early August, Unscripted is going to rule the roost on broadcast television on those networks. And CW may have made the biggest move in a positive direction by taking scripted shows produced in Canada, which is not impacted by the writer's strike. What we're also learning is that the Directors Guild and the Screen Actors Guild also have a contract to work out with the Alliance of TV and Motion Picture Producers, and if they don't get a deal by June 30th, which their current contract expires on, they're going to be in lockstep with the Writers Guild. And one of the things we've learned from the Writers Guild situation is that really and truly, artificial intelligence is what drove them over the cliff and strike. Because if you go to the picket lines, as I did, if you see what's going on, these writers believe they are fighting for their very lives as writers, that they see artificial intelligence, no matter how nebulous it may be to everybody involved in terms of where this is actually going to impact television, content and advertising, that they feel if parameters aren't set now, they will be rendered obsolete. Obsolete in their livelihoods. And they don't want to wait until everybody gets a handle on this. They don't want to wait and see it blow up in their faces. The same time it blows up in all the production company faces and the show faces. They want a guarantee, a parameter to be set now so that whatever happens, if what David Cohen, the head of the Interactive Ad Bureau, says is going to happen, namely that artificial intelligence will play a big role in how TV is created, produced, and brought to you, that they will have a livelihood. They will have a career. They will be able to control a good chunk of their destiny as writers and as showrunners. And that's why they are not only just on the picket line, they are trying to disrupt every show that they can from getting into production. And that's why a lot of shows have stopped production or have not started production, even though they may have scripts in hand. And then we come to what we talked about on Thursday, these reward and loyalty programs. We've covered two of them on this program, Rewarded TV, where you watch the service on your smart TV set or smart device, and you get paid tokens, which you can redeem for merchandise or prizes, depending on how often you watch. We talked about Galaxy TV, the combination of individual shows on demand and multi-channel and a multi-channel bundle that you get paid dollars and cents for how much you watch, how often you watch. And if you talk about it in social media, whether LinkedIn or WhatsApp or Facebook or Twitter or Rumble or wherever, you get paid more. And then there's the story that broke last week about Chicken Soup for the Soul starting a loyalty program with a company called Tata Tui out of Rome, where you will get points like frequent flyer miles for how often you watch. And ultimately, if you make certain levels, you can trade those points in for merchandise and prizes. You get the feeling that this TV world is going to make a big move into these programs, these loyalty or award programs. And boy, could that be a way to keep viewers loyal to their individual services or bundles. I'm happy to say that we have gotten a hold of Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment. We are trying to get somebody from that company to talk about their project. And if you missed our episodes from a couple of months back about both Galaxy TV and Reward TV, go to our homepage, go to our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, go to our podcast sites, and you'll hear the program. And I really invite you to hear it. They were very, 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 very illuminating. And finally, there is Telly, offering 500,000 television sets free. And these are not ordinary TV sets or fundamental smart TV sets. These are TV sets that have souped up features. Features like video calling with a webcam, Features like a smart screen at the bottom of the TV screen where you can get scores, news, updates, weather, traffic, et cetera, et cetera. Again, artificial intelligence. Playing more than 40 video games. Doing karaoke and catching music videos. Having a voice assistant 24/7 to help you out with your experiences in your smart home or apartment. A fitness service, interactivity, and other things too, and more on the way. And all of this can come your way for free. With a catch, information you have to give them so that they can get that to advertisers and personalize advertising to you. Now, so far, they have gotten more than 100,000 sign-ups. They've also have to sign up DirecTV subscribers to take these steps. Again, we have made contact with the folks at Telly. We hope either this week or the next couple of weeks in June to have a key executive from Telly talk all about this. And if we can, we're going to try to see if we can do a full hour on this project so that you get the full 10 yards if you're interested in buying this set and taking this set for what they're up to and what the catch is and where they're going from here. This is a service that has been in stealth mode for 2 years. The person behind it was the co-founder of Pluto TV, one of the top multi-channel bundles, now owned by Paramount. Telly by itself could be a galaxy changer for this medium. Could be. And it is the final nail, if you will, into what has made this month of May so lusty. It has been a whirlwind of a time. And it's very clear that what comes out of this month could very well set us all up, certainly for the rest of this year, and maybe in some instances the rest of this decade and far beyond. The consequences, the implications are huge. And I'm delighted that we have a vehicle in this program that we can keep you posted about how all of these developments and more will impact how you watch television, how you use television, hopefully for the better. Yes, as Julie Andrews sang way back in the 1960s, tra-la, it's May, the lusty month of May. However, no blissfully astray here. It's real important. And that's note that we'll end on. And I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about what transpired this May with all the things going on? What transpired at the new fronts and the up fronts? And what the writer's strike is up to? And projects like Telly and these reward and loyalty programs. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And, of course, give me a call. Find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. That's SimonApple04. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/television. Before we go, two more notes I want to make. First, you may have heard over the weekend that a marvelous actor named George Maharis passed away at the age of 94. George Maharis in the 1960s was one of the hottest stars in episodic television, because of a program called Route 66, itself one of the groundbreaking, great shows, not just the 1960s, but of all time. And if you can see the reruns on YouTube, you'll know what I'm talking about. Maharis got his breakthrough in New York theater, and then when Naked City, the original half-hour version, was shot in New York, Sterling Siliphant wrote a script that he was involved with as a key guest star. And Siliphant and Herbert B. Lem, the producer, were so enamored of his character that they decided to make a show about it, pairing him in the role of Buzz Murdoch with Todd Stiles, played by Martin Milner, and create Route 66, where every episode would find these two people, best buddies, if you will, traveling around the country in their Chevrolet, going all over the country to seek out people, and to find out how a lot of other halves live, whether in Maine or in Illinois or Alabama or Louisiana or California or all over the place. It was the first television series that was entirely shot on location around the country. At the beginning of the third season, Maharis developed hepatitis, and it almost killed him. He tried to come back to Route 66, and his doctors said, after he'd done a few episodes, George, if you keep doing this program, it will kill you. And despite the fact that Maharis got an Emmy nomination for his work on the show and the critical acclaim, Maharis decided, I've got to save my life. He left the show. Glenn Corbett came in the role of Lincoln Case, and the show ended its four-season run in the spring of 1964. Incidentally, it was one of the few television series at the time, before The Fugitive, to end the show on a definitive note, two-parter episode, just like The Fugitive a couple years later. Maharis, however, was able to make a comeback in films and then make a comeback in episodic television. At one point, he did a series called The Most Deadly Game, paired with Ralph Bellamy, originally Ingrid Stevens, and when he shook her life, Yvette Mimeo. The show was put in a bad time period on Saturday nights, and despite the fact that Aaron Spelling was the producer, it was canceled after half a season. But Maharis continued his great career until a few decades ago. George was a wonderful actor, very much a Dames Dean kind of actor, very moody, very brooding, always intelligent, always in fine form. Never saw him give a bad performance. We'll miss him very much. George Maharis, one of my favorite actors in TV history. And again, you can see the episodes of Route 66 on YouTube. And it really is one of the best written shows, by the way, of the 1960s, thanks to the work of Herbert B. Leonard, Sterling Silfon, and a lot of other great writers who did that program over its 4 years. And one more thing. As you know, we have been very successful in getting this program on more podcast sites than before. We are now on 16 podcast sites across the landscape of podcasting, the latest being podbay.fm, Podchaser, and PodParadise. At Podcast Upfront a couple of weeks ago, I ran into Suzanne Grimes, the head of Westwood One and Cumulus Podcast Network. We had a conversation. I mentioned about our show. We would love to have the opportunity to be on Westwood One and Cumulus Podcast Network, which reach millions of people every week with their various podcast series. Well, I'm happy to say that they did listen to our show, and they gave us a call last Friday morning that they will not take us. They, however, were very, very acknowledging of the show. They were very acknowledging of yours truly. They were very acknowledging of the new podcast sites we picked up and how we've been doing. And I emailed them back to let them know that I really appreciated them taking the time to consider our program, that the door is open for their podcast hosts to come on our show if they're doing TV projects, and for yours truly to be on their program if they want to have a TV dialogue. So, you know, one of the things I've learned is you never burn your bridges. Never, ever burn your bridges, because you never know what can come from it. People do remember how you treat them. So in front of all of you, I want to say thank you again to the people at Westwood One and Cumulus Podcast Network for considering this program. And who knows, down the road, we could be there. You never, never know. They're looking for big, bold voices, and we're a pretty big voice, and we're a pretty bold voice too. Thanks to all of you tuning us in. And again, if is there a podcast site that isn't taking our show that we'd love us to take it, let me know. Drop them a line. Let them know. Be civil about it, that you'd like to hear Tomorrow Be Televised on their podcast platform. Let me know who to talk to at that platform, and we'll make something happen. That's how we were able to get Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Podvine and Spotify and Verbal and Odyssey, formerly CBS Radio, and Podbean and Player.fm and PodcastWise, et cetera, with us. And I know there's some other podcasters that are also checking us out too. And I may have some news for you on our next episode on Thursday afternoon. Again, I want to thank Samantha and Jeffrey Druck for joining us. Again, their work is Love and Design Project. available on Apple TV devices, also other places too in the world of smart TV sets and devices. And also, for the next 2 weeks on Optimum, it's channel 115 at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want more details, go to Samantha's website and other places too. And you can also check out their show on YouTube as well, which more and more is available on smart TV sets and devices. We're going to be back with you Thursday and Friday of this week. And coming up on Friday, our lead guest will be from Blavity, the folks behind Blavity TV, co-founder and chief operating officer, Jeff Nelson. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up an episode you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. And check out our podcast. They're available 24/7. All of our episodes for this month are available to you on iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Acast, all of our various podcast sites, including our newbies, podbay.fm, Podchaser, and Pod Paradise. So check that out. Also go to our wonderful website, Vermont Podium, tomorrowbetelevised.com. tomorrowbetelevised.com. Love to hear from you. What do you think about our program today and our commentary this last half hour? What's your thoughts on where TV is at and where it's going? Are you a believer in reward programs and loyalty programs? What's your thoughts about a project like Telly getting a TV set with all sorts of advanced features and capacity for free with a catch? Email me. You can also find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Facebook, LinkedIn, Simon Applebaum. Twitter, UBC Simon WT. If you get a hold of me, I can get a hold of you within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. We do respond because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Annie Cho is BTR's general manager. Jay Sonnenberg is head of content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's great podcast outpost. Guitarist Vegas is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Catch me tomorrow in persona on Sports Newswire, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Sports Grid Network, available through smart TV sets, smart devices, Amazon Freevee, and other multi-channel bundles. And then we'll be back on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Speaker Tuner Radio, and all of our podcasts and web destinations. Whatever you're doing to now and then, please make it safe and make it great for you and others you love. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.